step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. That's a credit card line. People say, can you give those numbers a little slower? Okay. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You know, Joe. There's a lot of things happening in this country right now, and we could be standing at the precipice. You know, it could explode over there in the Middle East, and we could be in World War III. And I know that, you know, we know that the big damage is coming during the tribulation period, but we need to go and we need to, I think, see if I can get the people out there with us praying, not just for our country, but also, you know, for this ministry who's been here. We've dedicated, we've given everything we've had for half a century. We have fought for the freedoms. And, you know, during that time, I mean, we've had to go up against a lot. There, a lot of people try to put us away. You know, I know that the President Trump has been attempts on his life. Well, I've had more on our over 50 years. I've had at least seven times where they've tried to kill us just to get us off the radio here. And so we're going to ask the Lord right now. I'm going to ask him and ask the, first of all, we have to ask the people out there. How do you get people to really believe? See, if they really believe, they don't understand. Jesus said, you know, if your faith is strong, God answers prayer. He does, okay? And here, if the people will really believe, and they can help us continue to be able to be the watchman on the wall. That's what we are. We're the watchman on the wall. We've been warning people. And think about this, Joe. How much have we told the people have come down exactly like we said it would? Okay, God has been in this ministry from the very beginning. And so he tells us you have not because you ask not. Well, we're going to ask. So right now I'm going to ask the folks out there to join with me in prayer. And then, Joe, if you would do the same thing. So right now, folks out there, join with us in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, you've told us to pray for the peace of Israel. And, Lord, that's what we're doing right here and now. Nationwide and worldwide on the internet, we're asking, we're praying for the peace of Israel. We're doing exactly like you told us. We know that sometimes a peace comes, you know, at a very, very high price. And we see what's happening there now. So, Lord God, you know, the killing, I think, and all the innocent, especially the innocent children that have been killed, Lord God, in wars that shouldn't be there. And so, Lord God, we're just asking you, we're joining and we're asking together the people here for the peace of Israel. And Lord, we're asking too for this radio ministry. We've been here. Lord, you know that we've never ever in 50 years given nothing less than our very best. You know, we've never done that. You know, we've never stood down. We've never backed down. And Lord, you know what we've had to put up with just to continue to stay on the air. Okay. And so, Lord, we're asking right now that you would move the hearts of the people out there listening, especially, Lord, those that have never given. I just got another letter from someone who said, I've been listening to you for many, many years, and I'm one of those people that never give anything. Well, here's my pledge. That ends today, and they sent in a good amount of money. And, Lord, so we would ask, Father God, too, especially for those people that have listened to us for many years and have never supported the radio program, Lord, that they do their share, Father God. So this is what we're asking. We're asking that you would move the hearts of the people, Lord, so that we can continue as long as we have breath, Father God, to bring them the unvarnished truth here and to be that watchman on the wall, because we consider it an honor, a great honor, to be used of you in such a manner. These things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, dear Lord, sometimes it's hard to formulate all the feelings we have in our heart, but looking through Scripture, when the children of Israel obeyed, they were successful. When they were disobedient, they failed. They were under judgment. And this nation has yet to learn that you judge a nation as you judge individuals, and you judge each and every one of us on what our faith in you, our obedience to you. And as I look at your word, everything in your word is an action verb, Lord. You tell us to go out there, run to the battle, to fight the fight, to stand in the gap, to teach, preach, witness. Everything that you say is an active verb. And Lord, my prayer is that the listeners out there would realize that each and every one of us that's a born-again believer, is a child of God, we're supposed to be out there standing fast, standing in the gap. We are to be rebuking, reproving. We are to be fighting that good fight of faith. We are to be witnessing. And one of the things that we need to do is when people can support a ministry, you said that they would share in the blessings, that if they support something that's glorifying you, praising you, that they would share in those blessings. So I ask that all those listeners out there realize that when you donate here, you share in the blessings. We've touched so many lives, this ministry, over the years. Some of us have been working in hospice. Some of us have been teaching Scripture. Some of us have trucking ministries, but they're all active ministries out there. We've always end with an invitation, this ministry, for all the years, for people to come to you. So, Lord, we need your help to reach out and touch the hearts of people. The people of this nation have to realize that this nation's in jeopardy, their country's in jeopardy. The answer to the problem is Jesus. Putting our faith and trust in you, our prayers to you, and then go out there and do as you have told us and take action. I ask that just you would touch the hearts of all the people. Give them the message, Lord. Have them rise up and act like sons and daughters of the living God. And I ask this in the name above all names, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Ken in Missouri pledges 680. He matched Wendy. Carl in Cleveland pledges 200. Thank you. Thank you. All righty.
Hey, can I do something special? I found this. There was a historian. His name was Arnold Joseph Toynbee. Very famous, but most people in America, he was British. He wrote a 12-volume study of history and talked about the rise and decline of about 26 cultures. Anyway, he had this to say, very important. Civilizations die from suicide, not by murder. And he saw religion as the prime motivation in history. He said, when I started this study, religion was not a prominent feature, but in writing my study, I'm surprised to find religion keeps coming back to fill a greater place. And he said, so what does the universe look like? It looks as if everything were on the move, either toward its creator or on the move away from him. The course of human history consists of a series of encounters in which each man or woman is challenged by God to make free choices between doing God's will and refusing to do it. When man refuses, he is free to make his refusal and free to take the consequences. Pastor Ernie and I decided we didn't want to take the consequences. We lack our freedom that he gave us, but the freedom comes with God's request for us to do something, right? Our bodies are to be what? A living sacrifice?
Amen.
Meaning what we do, what we say, how we live, that's our living sacrifice. And I call upon you to do the same, brothers and sisters out there.
Amen. All right, those numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Trump beheaded, post by state lawmaker, prompts calls for resignation. You know, calls for the resignation of North Carolina lawmaker, Democratic Representative Julia Von Hafen of Wake County, advocating the decapitation of President Trump, escalated Saturday and Sunday. So the people are calling for her. I doubt that there would be. Well, let me read the rest of this article. Because maybe, do you think maybe some Democrats? I doubt it. One social media, Van Hafen accused of posting an image of a woman holding signage with the image of a bloody used guillotine. The words, in these different times, some cuts may be necessary. And a prop on one end of the handle representing a beheaded Trump. Minutes after the Senate Square sought authentication for her office, she posted to Facebook, "Yesterday I posted a video on social media containing crowd photos from the No Canes protest in Raleigh. One of the images of the protester holding a sign was inappropriate, and I later edited the video to remove the photo." He goes on to say, "Let me be clear. I condemn political violence in all forms. My focus remains on bringing people together and fighting for the values that matter to North Carolina. Like so many, I was horrified by the violence in Minnesota. There is no... By the way, did you know that that fella that did the killing in Minnesota, did you know he was an appointed by Tampon Tim?
Sure do.
Yep. There's no place for that kind of extremism.
There's a lot more to that story, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
But Van Hafen did not offer an apology. Her caption on Sunday morning said, "No Canes protest in Raleigh. Amazing turnout all across the triangle today, including the events of the Capitol hosted by Democrats and North Carolina Democrats. There were hostages." And there were hashtags for an expletive, "No Canes," and then "Rally." Of course, they continue to use, take God's name in vain, even on their signs. You know, these people will take the Lord's name in vain, and they really love the F-bomb. They really do. Unbelievable. No decency, no honor, no integrity. The Democratic Party. What can I tell you? So anyhow, there's getting more and more calls for her removal, for threatening. You know, these people, it's, you know, you have Mad Maxine. I mean, she come out and she said, "Well, I'm going to take Trump out." I mean, that's a threat, right?
That's a threat, yeah. But see, they don't think there's any pushback. The Republicans have not really fought back, and the Democrats, if some Republicans said something like that, they would just scream from every street corner in America. Every news reporter would be coming down. That politician has to step down from his office, and you know. But our side has always been very silent. Well, we have, look at this No Kings thing. I mean, this is the most absurd thing. America has never had a king. We have a duly elected president. And they, again, by lying, they go back to the old communist mantra, tell a lie, tell a big lie. Don't little ones get caught. Tell a big, bold lie, tell it long enough and loud enough, and the people will start to believe it. Oh, Donald Trump thinks he's a king. They show pictures on the internet of Trump wearing a crown, Trump being the Pope. They had watched a video, they had a Trump, what do they call it, pinata, and they had the little boys and girls out there smacking the pinata, and even after all the candy fell out, they had the kid just beating on it and beating on it until there was nothing left. They're teaching their children violence. They're teaching their children hate. And our side? Crickets. People are not complaining about it. That is horrendous. That one, it's child abuse. Two, in the old days, the Secret Service should have been there. People hanging an effigy, you know, beating up an effigy of the president.
Mm-hmm.
This would not have been tolerated to a Democrat president. Oh, you bet those people that put that on be in jail. Our side, crickets, crickets.
What did you
crickets.
See what Trump put up on Truth about the No Kings protest? He posted a huge thank you to all the No Kings protesters today. I was very concerned a king was trying to take my place, but thanks to your tireless efforts, I am still your president. Great job, all. This guy's
marvelous sense of humor.
His comedic timing is bar none one of the best I've
ever
seen.
The interesting thing is when they go out and they ask these people here, the Democrats, why are you here? Why do you hate Trump? And a lot of them, they don't really have an answer. They're just out there.
No, they don't. And anytime they try to articulate something, it comes out as just mindless ramblings.
Yeah.
They parrot. Because he's acting like a king. He's acting, what did he do that's acting like a king? Well, he's acting like a king.
Yeah.
They can never explain, even if they parrot a line. They can't defend the line.
And it's gotten to the point, too, to where they have handlers now at these crowds that'll go around and be like, no, don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. Don't engage. Don't talk to them. Because they know that they're sounding like idiots every time there's a microphone put in front of them.
Right.
Right.
You know, some of those people are out there because they've got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's an easy payday.
Yeah. I mean.
When you turn it the other way around, Ernie and I know from very past experience, whenever we talk to the press, we learn to quit talking to them because no matter what we said, it got twisted around, cut off, cut out. And it wasn't worth talking to them because they would just lie by what omission, the lie of omission.
Well, I did better than that, Joe. I went after them. I went after them because I would tell them, and they would come for an interview. I would tell them, I'll give you an interview, but if you edit it, if you don't say exactly what I say, I'll come after you, because what I was actually doing is actually creating my own news stories, because I know that they have a hard time telling the truth. I did actually have a guy from a newspaper out there in Lake County who actually went and he told his boss, you can't edit this. It's got to be exactly what he says, or he's going to come after me. And the boss said, that's bull. We're going to edit it. And the kid, you know, he was a young reporter, actually said, no, then I'm keeping my word. And he got fired. He got fired because they can't
tell
the truth.
They can't have integrity. No.
Yeah.
No, they can't have integrity in the newsroom. What?
Joe, you remember how I went after Carl Monday? When Carl Monday did that, what a complete total hit piece on the common law court. It was a total lie. I mean, the whole thing he made up. And I nailed him. He was running from me. And they actually called me. I'm trying to remember. I think it was NBC. Actually called me and said, please, Pastor, you got to stop. You know, you can't take this stuff personally. And I says, look,
you sure can.
When they're lying about my friends and me, I was standing right there. I do take it personally because I kept going after them and just nailing them on the air. And so then remember Mike Trevisano. Mike and I, we didn't get along real well.
No?
We didn't get along real well. But anyhow, but one thing we had in common was that he went after Carl Monday, too. Monday did the same thing to him he did to me. He told a big, total false story, total lie. And so he was hiding under a rock from both of us. That was a... Go ahead.
What I brought up was letting them know that in the beginning, that's how we found out. We would make statements and then turn around and later find out that they were putting out something that was not even close to what we said. And I was like, okay, then you know, it was go to a different game plan. But at first, you know, we were trying to, you know, why we're here. We're really here to do this or that. And but that was an early lesson. You just couldn't trust any of them unless you threaten them to death. Well, even then, I think you'd have to take some of them to court before they quit.
You know, Joe, I'm going to have to do like we always do every month. We have it, and I can't afford to keep doing it forever, but I put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to pledge 1,000. Put me down for 1,000. And I'm going to ask, can we get some time before the end of this radio program? Can I get a couple matches? It'd be really nice to have several people match that. I'd really, really like to stay on the station you're listening to us on right now. If you knew what we have to do, how hard it is to do that. So we go without we don't have advertisers because they would go after our advertisers. Our advertisers would be, they'd get rocks to their windows. We do have some good corporations support us. But we don't advertise from them. They want to support us because we're getting the truth out there. But that's how bad they've wanted us off the air for so long. They've literally bought radio stations just to get us off the air. You know, remember Bloomberg and the Sunshine Network, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
money talks.
Yeah, it does. So anyhow,
give out the numbers.
Can I give a match? Can I get a match for my 1,000? 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, that mayor of Los Angeles is a communist to the bone. Remember about 6-8 weeks ago, we were reporting on her constant trips to Cuba, where she worked in Cuba as a, you know, communists training up, helping to train up other communists. But I remember, Joe, one of the techniques they used, and we reported on this way back in when Castro was still in office back then, that how he, one of the techniques they used in the classroom in the public schools there in Cuba, they would tell the kids, and I'm talking about third, fourth, fifth graders, put your head down on the desk and close your eyes and pray and ask God for some food, for a lunch. So the kids all put their heads back down on the desk and they prayed and they asked God for lunch. And then, you know, God is not tempted, all right? God provides. He does it in his time and his way. And so then now raise your head. What's on your desk? Is there any food? No, God didn't provide for you. God didn't give you what you needed, did he? No. Now put your heads down on your desk and ask and pray for Fidel Castro to give you food. So they did that. And then while they, of course, doing that, they had the teachers bring food and put the food on the desk to the children. And that's the kind of tactics and that they used. And that's when Khrushchev said, we will bury you from within. Without firing a shot, we give you dose after dose after dose of socialism in your public schools until you awaken to find out you're communist. And we were reporting, we probably sent over millions of 45 current communist goals out to people so they would understand. And you take a look at that and you see that's exactly the platform of the Democratic Communist Party today. Exactly. And so, speaking about that, go ahead, Joe.
In the community, you got to remember, they took the schools because it was the center of the community. It was the center of life. And when you take over the schools, it was a way to control the community. It was such a deceitful way to do things. And you have to remember that, the feminist author and activist Patricia Warren said to the world, it's the first fact of civilization that whoever captures the kids owns the future. So what was the first thing that the communists went after? The public school system. It has been that way throughout history. We could do an entire program on how they've controlled the schools starting clear back in Sparta, early history on. And we see, like when you're talking about Karen Bass, she was what they call the leader of the Cerebos Brigade in Southern California. She was an organizer for this communism in Cuba. She organized and worked for them to what? To help build communist Cuban socialism here and fight the U.S. imperialism and bring the communism here. Now, to go forward, one of the high-ranking Cuba intelligence officers defected. His name was Gerardo Prezara. And he came over the '70s, I believe. And he came over a little later. But in the '70s, the intelligence service in Cuba was placed under direct orders of a KGB colonel, Colonel Simonov. Okay, get this now. So the Russian KGB is teaching and training, ordering around the Cuban intelligence. Okay, so this man who'd been part of this comes and testifies, and they ask him if there were any high-ranking DGI, that's the Cuban intelligence, or KB agents in the U.S. in the Secret Service or in the defense agencies or security agencies, and he goes, yes, definitely, and we can use that as an example in the U.S. Senate, Senator Denton. I imagine we better have a closed session on that. And Mr. Peraza, yes, we better stop here. So they knew clear back years ago that we had these communists in our government, in the intelligence service in the U.S., and people like Karen Bass were part of it. In fact, I think Pastor Ernie remembers there was another one of the brigade, Gail Reed, a prominent Democrat. And she married Julian Toros Rizzo. And who was he? He was one of the head of the DGI, that's Cuba's KGB-controlled intelligence. He was a station chief in New York City for 3 years. So Karen Reed married this head of the Cuban communist intelligence stationed in New York City. And now we have Karen Bass, who was part with all these people. I could go on and do the links, but it'd take too long. She set up, and the FBI knows that she was a communist working with these sympathizers. And now she's what? Mayor in Los Angeles, and you wonder why she's fighting the U.S. government, why she's harboring illegals, communists, how she's harboring all these people? Because she was and is a communist. And now she is mayor of one of the largest cities in America. And you can see the result of what's happened to L.A. since a communist has been in power. It has gone to well in a basket. Can I say well in a basket? I think they'll get the message, right?
Yep. All righty. Well, you can use the word hell here because it's in the Bible. And, we use that every night when we give the invitation. It's heaven or hell, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, so here, I had mentioned earlier about that Vance Luther Bolter. He's the suspected killer, murderer. But they're in Minnesota. The suspect in the assassination of Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband and the shooting of another lawmaker and his wife is a political appointee of the state's governor and last year's Democratic vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz. This guy messed up everything he ever touched, okay? He is Vance Luther Boyter, 57, appointed by Walz in 2019 to serve on the governor's workforce development board. Boyter reportedly also leads an international security firm. State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were shot and killed in the attack at their home, which took place after 2 a.m. on Saturday. State Senator John Hoffman and his wife were alive after the attack at their home, but wounded. Both lawmakers were Democrats, according to the reports. Boyter, who is still at large, was dressed as a police officer when he approached their homes. In a statement, Walz called the assassination and the attempt acts of targeted political violence. Isn't this Walz the very same guy out there talking about Trump, how Trump needs to be removed? Isn't he the same one that says that we will fight back? and he made some some strong,
very powerful statements leading toward violence. We got to get back and push back and fight and get out there and, you know. But listen to this. Do you remember he came out and he made a claim that the People's Republic of China could be the moral authority of the world. And that Walt said, well, the U.S., you know, we might not be that voice of authority in the world because, well, we're not a neutral actor. Maybe we never were the moral authority. And then he said, quote, now I ask who that is. I mean, consistently over and over again, we're going to have to face the reality. It might be the Chinese. So here we have the governor of a state in this country saying that the Chinese, who have been imprisoning people, the Uyghurs, been using them for experiments, killing them for their organs, treating them as slaves, forced labor in camps, who murdered dissidents, kill Christians or imprison them for life until they're re-educated. And he's saying that China has the moral authority over the United States of America. What kind of stupid people would elect a man like this governor of a state? I mean, boy, has this nation fallen to, that's about as low as you can get, isn't it?
Well,
I can't think of anything dumber that we could do.
You know, Newsom of California has been to China, I don't know how many occasions, and he's highly regarded in China.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, and again, it's because he's a part of the elite Communist Party. People
he's
really need
part and parcel with Waltz, but we don't. He just acts like it. Waltz comes out and makes statements that to prove he's a communist by statements, but Newsom does it by just what he does.
You know? By the way, did you know that they found in Bolter's car, the one that Waltz appointed, in his car after he killed those people, they found posters that he was passing out, No King, for the No Kings rallies.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember that. It just kind of shows, yeah.
All right, Anonymous.
What was it? He had
Anonymous in Minnesota.
On the list.
Anonymous in Minnesota pledges 500. Thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you.
And actually, he just called back and added another 500.
And he just called back and he added another 500, so he matched me. Thank you, Anonymous, out there in Minnesota.
Right. Wow. What does Scripture say? Deuteronomy 16, verse 17, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Some people were blessed. They have a professional practice or a doctor, a dentist, an attorney. Some people are successful businessmen. Other people are evangelists out preaching the gospel, being church planters that are barely, you know, making enough money to pay rent and eat. But God gives everyone what they need, and some people are blessed with more. So like this gentleman that just pledged, there are many of you out there. Remember, God has said if you support the ministry that's glorifying him, that's doing his will, that if you give to that ministry, you get to share in the blessings. So if you're out there and God has blessed you with having a good income and been successful, you're probably a pretty busy person, but you can use your money. And by donating it to, like, this ministry, something that's doing God's will, doing praising him, glorifying him, you get to share in the blessings. Everything we've done, the pastors out there evangelizing, the pastors that have been in hospice, teaching Bible, whatever is going on within the ministry, you get to share in all those blessings. God promised that. And you can't get better than God's word on it, right?
Amen. You know, I have just a very short article here. Perfect live metaphor. While Iran's main television station was on, when they were on, you know, discussing that they would have victory. Allah would give them victory or whatever.
Over the Jews.
Here, Iran's dictator spent two generations saying they were going to destroy Israel. And so while they had this woman on the news, while it was being telecast, Israel bombed it right during the newscast and kind of shut them down.
There were pictures of the whole building was on fire, burning to the ground after most of the people got out. But the fire was took total control, and they have no more news station there. It is gone.
Amen. Okay.
So
we'll be back after this.
Did you hear about...
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This world is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Gaining treasure, preaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This world is not for beginning. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will. My mansion on high, through glorified eyes, how happy I'll be. Oh, some bright day, gonna fly away. It's there I'll stay. I'll be there with you, 'cause your words are true. I'm blessed by you. Amen. Blessed by you. You know, Joe, it was funny because I was watching here on C-SPAN the other day when they had the hearings, and you had this woman Representative, Democrat Linda Sanchez. And, you know, you get so tired of hearing them play the race card or playing the gender card. And she thought she was, you know, she was going to play that gender card and expected to get all of the applause from her fellow Democrats. But here, what happened instead, all of the Republican men all let out with groans. So we are so tired of hearing this. So Republican Congresswoman groaned, or Congressman groaned, as Democratic California Representative Linda Sanchez on Wednesday after accusing Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent of interrupting her because she was a woman. I was watching that when that took place, and you heard this huge groan. I mean, you know, here you go again. I can tell you what you're not. Besides that, you're not even supposed to know that you're a woman. You Democrats don't know that. You don't know what a woman is, remember?
Well, they can't define one. How do they know what she is if they can't define it?
Right. So that was another dumb mistake she made on her part. And I can tell you what else they don't know. They don't know what a lady is, because you won't find a Democratic congresswoman that's a lady. You just won't. Okay. So anyhow, boy, she expected, she didn't get what she expected. She ended up with a very red face. All right.
Yeah. Did you hear about Hillary Clinton? She's becoming the new Jane Fonda. She had, according to several things that I saw out there, they were having a wedding there. Huma Abedin was married to Alex Soros, George Soros' son. That Huma Abedin was her right-hand aide. And anyway, they were having the wedding there. And she was really putting down our military, the parade and everything. And, you know, no kings and all this kind of stuff. So we need to start calling her the new Jane Fonda. She's got everybody just was that saw this. Her message was accompanied by the photos of the peaceful protests there in L.A. and places with the burning vehicles and all that. And she's just knocking. And that couple of those quips were, we don't have queens either. We have a duly elected president, which you'll never be. That was Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson. And if the only thing the real Donald Trump ever did to stop Hillary from being president, he would be the greatest American ever born, somebody protested. And I was watching pictures, like some of these protesters were wearing those red balaclavas during the No Kings Day. So there you have it. The new Jane Fonda, just really putting down the military, the Army's 250th anniversary, and made fun of it. And do you think that fits now, the new Jane Fonda?
Well, yeah, I don't know. There's nothing new about either Jane or Hillary at all.
No, nothing new. There is nothing new. There. I wish she would just go away and fade into oblivion already. Yeah.
You talk about that wedding that you just took place. You talk about an unholy alliance. You talk about a sinister alliance. You know, you had two very, very sinister people there. And, well, I could just see. Was Hillary by chance one of the flower girls?
you had some very famous people there. You had Chuck E. Schumer, Kamala Harris, and Doug. Pelosi was there.
As far as Hillary goes,
socialites, Rothschilds, and people like that were there.
As far as Hillary goes, right. I mean, there was something blue, something borrowed, something new, and Hillary was the something old.
Well, you remember, when it comes to the military, what she showed how much respect she had for our military. She shouldn't even open her mouth about the military. She's the one that said, no, don't send any troops. And
from Benghazi. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I remember Benghazi very well.
Oh, we were mad at that. We were so upset.
John in Parma pledges 100, and DiMuzio in New York pledges 10. Thank you, thank you. Folks, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. Can I get one more? Can I get a $500 pledge? Can I get matching pledge? Can I get a $1,000 matching pledge? We have one. Can I get another $1,000? Because we only have we've got 15 minutes where you can call in, but we've only got about 7 minutes left on air. And so, again, those numbers are 888-281-1110. Help us. We've never compromised, and we can honestly say we've given our very, very best for the last 50 years here to bring you the truth, to bring you what they didn't want you to know, to be the watchman on the wall. Now, we need your help. We really do, because I get all those letters from people at stations that we had to go off saying how they wished we could still stay there. We don't have an internet. We listen to you on the radio. So help us stay there. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, you have about 6 minutes to tell the folks how they can make it to heaven.
All right. Well, first, I want to just read a couple lines from a hymn called Prepare to Meet Thy God. Careless soul, why will ye linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Hear ye not the earnest pleading of your friends that wish thou well, and perhaps before tomorrow you'll be called to meet your God? If you spurn the invitation till the spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition, unprepared to meet your God. There's going to be a day we all die, and the only real horrible thing in life is not having decided where you want to spend eternity, whether in heaven or hell. You're not going to live forever. Every person on earth will die. So where do you want to spend your eternity, in heaven or in hell? And you might say, well, there's no hell, there's no heaven. Oh, you can believe that, but God said, the Lord himself said, I came here to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I've come to prepare a place for you. He's made promises. So if I'm right, and there is a heaven, and God's preparing a wonderful place, I'm going to be rewarded, and if you make this decision, not right. Well, you have two things, either absolute nothing or, like God says, there's a place in hell ready for you. Jesus came for one purpose to this earth. He came to be the sinless, spotless Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He became the sacrifice. God demands the shedding of blood for sin. That's the penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death, and the shedding of blood was always the punishment, shedding of innocent blood for the sacrifices. So he came, and when he went to that cross, he took on his sinless, spotless soul my sins, Pastor Ernie's sins, Kenny's sins. He took upon all the sins of those who would accept him. And he died, he paid the price for us that we could be presented to the Father as sinless. Jesus is our intermediate, our advocate with the Father. And God cannot, the Holy Father cannot look on sin, and Jesus can say, this person can stand in your presence. I paid the price for his sins. He is now clean. He can be in the presence. He can be part of the family of God, this person, this man or woman. But there's a caveat with this decision of salvation. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to call upon God, the Father, and with a repentant heart, confess your sins, that your sins placed your son on that cross, and you're sorry for that, and ask and beg for forgiveness. And the word is repent. In fact, it was the first word Jesus said in his ministry. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, which is coming. If you do this, then you can call upon Jesus and ask him to be Lord of your life, all of your life. But you have to give yourself to him without reservation, without hesitation. And then the most wonderful thing in the world can happen. You become born again because Jesus gives you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God himself to come and dwell within you. You then become this new creature, new creation, a born-again believer, a son or daughter of the living God, and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. But you have to make that decision. You have to be the one. Jesus said many times, you know, that he wants none to perish, but all to come to God, to come to the glory of God and be part of his kingdom. Repent and be converted, Acts 3:19, that your sins may be blotted out. God will erase your sins. It's like he can't forget. It's like he has a giant eraser, and when you're forgiven, your sins are erased. And I'll tell you, it is the most wonderful thing. It changed me. I never had so much joy, happiness in life. It's been such a blessing, and I have never met a believer yet that regrets being born again, accepting Jesus' offer of salvation, his mercy. But tomorrow may not come. You see this world, the violence, people dying in car wrecks, airplane crashes, heart attacks, cancer, you name it, knifings, murders, muggings. It's not a sure world. You need to make that decision soon, because the worst thing you can do is die in your sin without calling upon God for his forgiveness and salvation. And I highly suggest that if you haven't done that, that you do it tonight. You do it before tomorrow comes, because tomorrow may not come for you. No one knows when God is going to call his children home when the angel of death comes.
All right, Joe, yes, you've got about 1 minute, you know. So you're telling me you don't believe there's any disgruntled people in heaven, right? You think the folks in heaven are happy?
There's no unhappy people in heaven. I totally guarantee you that. You have God's word on it. Heaven, there is no pain, no tears. The Lord has said it's peace, joy, and to be in the very presence of God himself, it'd be just such a blessing, such a wonder.
Okay, so for the rebellious people that are still listening right now, first of all, folks, you've got till midnight to call in. We need to hear from you. You've got till midnight. Listen, if you miss heaven and you end up in hell, I can tell you now, it's nobody's fault but your own. And so, folks, listen to me.
God gives you a choice. He says, you know, accept me and take my blessings, reject me, and the consequences are yours.
All right, Joe, we're out of time for tonight. So at this time every night, we say thanks for being here. Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always. You ready? Let's keep doing it.
Keep
fighting the fight.
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 Fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready, I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.